Very good morning to you, Alison Gofton.
Hi, Kate. How are you this morning?
I'm excellent. Thank you very much for jumping in and doing this for us this morning. And your recipe looks absolutely delicious.
Well, since coming back from France, Kate, I'm slightly horrified at the price of food, which to me seems like it's taken leaps and bounds in the year that we're away. And so always looking for ideas to make food extend further. One of the things that's become very fashionable is pulled meat. Mm. Everybody seems to want to pull meat, serve them in sliders. So this recipe makes great use of the pork shoulder, which is often cut in great slabs for you to buy in your supermarket. Ideally to roast is what they're looking at, but it's fantastic to slow cook. So this is a tamarind and chili pork slider recipe with an Asian pesto. And for this, you need to take about 1.5 kilograms of pork shoulder or pork belly. The leg is fine, but there's not enough marbling of fat on the leg, so that's why we're going for the shoulder or the belly. 3/4 cup of good old-fashioned sweet chili sauce, the usual stuff that the kids seem to love. 3 tablespoons of tamarind chutney. And that's a tamarind paste. You can buy the tamarind paste. It has seeds in it. What you're looking for is the tamarind chutney. It is available in the Asian sections in your supermarket. Some freshly grated ginger, a good tablespoon of that. And if you have them, some star anise for a lovely kind of, kind of gutsy aniseedy flavour. So 2 star anise if you have them. And the idea is that you just put the pork in a casserole large enough to hold the pork with a little bit of room to move. So nothing that's too squashy, but somewhere extra. Mix together all those ingredients, pour them over the pork, cover, and if there's time, you can refrigerate it overnight. But if you haven't got time, there's no need to. And then all you do is pop it into your oven and you're going to cook it for 2.5 to 3.5 hours. Time will depend on the kind of pot that you've cooked it in, whether your oven's at the right temperature, whether the meat was cold, all of that. So the idea is that you're going to well cook the pork until you can shred it with your knife, with 2 forks. You can pull the meat off the bone or pull the meat apart with 2 forks. And that's it. That doesn't get much easier than that.
So when you say, and that's interesting to hear you talking about the way you shred it. So I'm assuming 1 fork you're kind of holding down the piece of meat and the other fork you're just scraping it through the meat until you're getting those little shreds. Am I explaining that properly?
Absolutely perfect. Food writer, Kate. Absolutely perfect. And that's how we make shredded meat. There will be lots of beautiful juice that will have cooked with the pork, and you just mix that in with the shredded pork, and you can pop that on a slider bun, or you can pop it into your tortilla or your wrap and roll it up. The recipe today has a lovely Asian pesto to go with it, which is a great twist on your standard basil pesto. Have we time for this one?
We do indeed, and it sounds delicious.
Okay, into a food processor or a blender, you're going to put 2 cups of loosely packed basil leaves, and I notice that they're now everywhere in the supermarket, and it's coming into summer, so you'll be able to grow that too. 1/2 cup of loosely packed coriander leaves, and then we need some ginger, about 1 teaspoon of minced ginger, 2 teaspoons of minced garlic, some minced chili, or you could use a chili. Don't forget to take the seeds out, because the hot stuff in a chili is around the seed. It's not the chili itself, but it's the sack that surrounds the chili seeds. 1/4 cup of pine nuts, 1 dash of sesame oil. You're going to process that together and pour in some light olive oil, about 1/4 cup, to make it into a pesto-y like paste. And that will give you the most delicious Asian pesto. And that's fantastic if you make that and you marinate some prawns for the barbecue in summer. Fantastic.
How long could you keep that? I mean, if you're keeping that in the fridge in like a, airtight container, what's that good for?
It's going to keep in there for quite some time. It's going to last, I would have thought, about 7 to 10 days.
Okay.
And the other thing to do is when you put it into your container, I keep some of those glass jars that I don't know if everybody else's kids have Vegemite. They make fantastic airtight containers. Pour some oil on top of it to stop any air getting in, and it will keep for your 2 weeks. No trouble at all. And then all you do is stir the oil into the pesto before you're serving it.
And when you say, so you're blitzing this, you kind of just have to get the vibe of it, don't you? Like, so that it's not too runny, just until it's smooth.
Yes, and look, if you're really concerned about the amount of oil that you might or you want to add, what you can do is, if you're not planning to keep it for a long time, you're planning to use it on the day you make it, you can actually maybe substitute 1/2 oil with 1/2 water. And what that does is it cuts down the amount of oil or make it into a paste, but by introducing the water, it won't keep as long in your refrigerator. But it is a way to cut down some of the calories if you're worried about that.
Okay. And you mentioned before, just with the pork star anise, now if we don't have kebab star anise, could you substitute, I don't know, cloves or what could you use, or do you just take that out if you don't have star anise?
One, you could take it out. One, you could add in a dash of pastis, which is a bit licorice. That would be really nice. You could also use some anise seed. If you have anise seed, they're quite different. Put in about a quarter of a teaspoon of those. Alternatively, what you do is you go tamarind and chili. Oh, let's put in some grated orange rind, maybe a kaffir lime leaf. So just add in something that you have to hand that will go with these lovely flavours of tamarind and chilli.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Alison. That sounds
You're
great.
Welcome, and, Kate.
And you made it sound easy.
Thank you.
It is easy, apparently. That's what she's saying. ecook.co.nz if you want to jump on her website and check out that recipe, or it'll be on our website too, newstalkzb.co.nz.